Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Anybody, most or many valuable players that do a good job and are granted big contracts, they get signed to extensions before they get to free agency. And in the case of Tarek Skubal, I got to tell you, I think the odds of him ever signing with Detroit are basically 0%. I don't get this at all. The Tigers did offer a record to an arbitration-eligible pitcher of $19 million.
Mm-hmm.
That's only $4 million more than they offered Alex Cobb for a two-time Cy Young Award winner. And Skubal asked for $32 million. The largest ever ask, and also the largest gap in the history of baseball between what a player asked for and what a team offered.
So Juan Soto got $31 million in arbitration. That's the highest so far to date.
Mm-hmm.
When the Tigers, they offered arbitration to David Price, I believe it was something like $17 million. And that was how many years ago?
Yeah.
I'm not sure what this is. I tried to make sense of this. A lowball offer. Either this is the Tigers just being, stupid with this, which I don't think Scott Harris is stupid. So what's another reason that you would just throw an offer like this out there? And maybe it's just that, okay, you see what the number is from their side. Their side's 32. You're throwing 19. You're going to get your number, Tarek. Congratulations, because we made ours so ridiculously low when it comes to a two-time Cy Young Award winner and all the accolades you've racked up. And because you're a fifth-year player that, you know, you should get even more, you're under different circumstances and everything else, we're basically giving you your number. And maybe that's just a deference thing that maybe extends some goodwill towards.
But hold on.
I understand. I know what you're
going to
say.
You don't have to go to arbitration. You can just give them the number. Yeah,
I'm trying to make sense of why the Tigers lowballed Tarek Skubal in arbitration, because I don't think it does make sense. And if I'm trying to make any sense of it all, I guess that's it. It's just a, hey,
well,
here you go. You got
I always talk about results-based communication. When tensions are high and you have a goal from a conversation, I'm probably more talking about when you're with your kids. They're mad, you're mad, but you have a result that you need to get them to. You need to get them to realize something. Getting more mad or punishing them or, you know, yelling and screaming or swearing or whatever, it probably doesn't help you get to the result you want. If you're trying to get to an end result, what's the best way to get there? Take all the emotion out of there. If they are this far apart with Skubal now and make this offer, which is borderline insulting, I feel like it's clear that he's not re-signing here. What the most likely thing to me is, it's clear that he is not re-signing here. The Tigers are mad. They give him this lowball offer going into his final year. The best result for the Tigers out of having a stud pitcher with Boris, who If your take from the Tigers' perspective is there's no way he's signing here, the best result you can hope for is you win the World Series this year with Tarek Skubal. And by giving him a lowball offer, you are not engendering goodwill. You are not getting Tarek Skubal fired up for the same goal. You think people were mad when Skubal wouldn't go out for the seventh in Game 5 in the playoffs? Imagine when he won't go out for the sixth on opening day. Because he's got to ride out this year and then get the money cannon contract. Do you think he's going to put everything into it when he's got the money cannon contract at the end of the rainbow and can't afford to get hurt? I can't think of the only other reason that would make sense is something that I don't think anybody thinks they're going to do, which is we're only offering and we hope to get you at $19 million because we've earmarked that $10 million in a Bichette contract or a Bregman contract, or that money's going to go towards Kyle Tucker or something like that. Which nobody thinks they're going to do that. So it's not like they're going to use the money for anything else, most likely. So what's clear here is Skubal, this is his final year with the Tigers. That locked it up for me that ain't happening. They are not signing him to a long-term contract. And I don't solely blame the Tigers for that, for being there. I actually blame... I blame Boris and Skubal more for that. I don't think...
Sure.
I think it's clear that that the goal there is free agency because they always know, no matter what the Tigers offer, the Yankees, the Mets, the Red Sox, the Dodgers can do $1 more. They know that. And I don't blame them for that, that they're looking out for their client. I don't blame the Tigers for the end of the Skubal relationship. I will blame the Tigers for lowballing him here and not doing everything you possibly can to get the best version of Tarek Skubal, give him his $32 million, don't even blink, and try and win the World Series this year with a guy that's all in to do so. Okay, this is a parting of the ways. I want to go out on top. You want to go out on top.
Well, does this just stoke the fire that they're still open for business to try to trade him? Because if there's this big canyon as gap between the two numbers, do other teams look at it, oh my God, that's all they have. They must not want him. Let's get back involved and try to trade for him.
According to Baseball Insiders, teams are still calling about him, but nobody's going to give the Tigers, apparently, the Herschel Walker deal in return. Well, and there's one other thing here.
Yeah.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit NationalDebtRelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
And this matters, and maybe it doesn't, but you give zero F's about perception when you make this offer, right? You don't care, because the fans who think that ownership or Scott Harris won't spend, this doesn't help.
I don't know what they're doing.
The roster, think about the rest of the roster. guys who are still under club control thinking about, am I going to get any money out of this organization when I'm a free agent and when it's my turn to renegotiate? Think about the rest of the league. Their perception of the Tigers.
Well, that's part of it, sure. And if you, and the thing is, people aren't going to do deep dives on it. And the realization is that the Tigers know that they're not going to sign him to a long-term deal.
People in the league are going to do deep dives on it. Agents will.
I don't know if players are going to go that deep and see and look at this and say, you know, it might be a different situation altogether. This is the best pitcher in baseball, and the Tigers can't afford to re-sign him. They can't do it. So what's happening here? He's going to get a one-year deal for $32 million. That's what he's going to get. And then he's going to hit free agent market, and he's going to set the market because that's what Boris wants to in the first place. Does it make the Tigers look bad? I think it does make the Tigers look bad. I can't make any sense of why they did this. I'm trying to. We're trying to workshop this and talk it out, and it doesn't make sense. Why wouldn't the Tigers have come up and said offered $26 million? Yeah, that's a heck of a lot closer to 32, and an arbitrator might go, you know what? 26. It's a record high for a pitcher. Here you go. You got it. And they could save themselves money that they could then spend on the market, like you said, and look at it for other players, but they're not doing that. They offered 19, and they're going to have to pay 32. I think this might be a bold-ass take right now. Maybe this is a hot take. I don't think he's pitching for the Tigers for opening day.
You think they're trading?
I think he's going to get traded. I think this clearly sets the tone. They don't think he's coming back. Yeah, they'd like to have him for a World Series run, but I think this creates some animosity now between the two parties.
That's exactly it. And that's why I guess I pray that you're correct, because if they can't trade him, I think they're going to have an unhappy pitcher in their clubhouse, a borderline offended pitcher who, if you give him the 32, if he asks for 32 and you give him 32, hey, man, look, I hate that this is ending, bro. But guess what? It's ending. Here's your 32. Let's go win it on your way out.
Well, and can Tarek Skubal separate his feelings for the front office from the feelings he has for AJ Hinch and his team? I think he can. I don't know if he's going to be all that spiteful. His agent's going to be hella spiteful. And maybe for a while, Tarek is as well until they start playing baseball. But at this point, I'm leaning towards the Tigers are going to trade him.
248.
And I think they should.
Well, at this point, I hope they do, because I think the options are unhappy camper with your team all season long, who's probably not selling out to win a World Series, versus getting something back for him now, and you're probably going to get more for him now than you will at the trade deadline. 248-539-9797. Now, I'm always open to something that we might be missing. Is what could we be missing here that isn't, you know, that does make this make sense? And I don't think it does. And whether that's on Scott Harris or ownership, I guess to me almost doesn't matter. I mean, it does and it doesn't. I'd like to know why they did this, because this does not feel like a results-based offer. The best result, if you don't think he's coming back here, is win the World Series with him. Then why not do everything you can to get the best version of Skubal in your clubhouse for 2026? It's Carson Anderson, 97.1.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.